When the 108th Congress convenes tomorrow, two of the Senate's longest-serving and best-known members will be absent. Senator Strom Thurmond of South Carolina and Senator Jesse Helms of North Carolina retired at the end of the last session. While Senator Thurmond's departure was marked by controversy over remarks made by former Senate Majority Leader Trent Lott, Senator Helms' retirement has received less notice. Earl Black is a political science professor at Rice University. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jesse Helms has served in the Senate since 1972. How would you characterize that 30-year career?
Jesse Helms became the best example of the Republican effort to grow the party in the South on the basis of an appeal to racial conservatism, along with other forms of conservatism. Jesse Helms was born and raised as a segregationist Southern Democrat and was very active in that role for a long time. But in 1971, he switched to the Republican Party, became a very active segregationist Republican, and soon eclipsed Senator Thurmond as the best example of an unreconstructed Southern Republican opposing all efforts to bridge the racial gap in Southern politics.
He earned the nickname Senator No. He forced confrontations, blocked nominations, took on presidents, State Department, the UN. How influential was he?
Well, he was influential primarily, I think, as a symbol of the early Republican Party in the South. In the 1970s and the 1980s, he was the most prominent Southern Republican in the Senate of the United States. His efforts to defeat the Martin Luther King holiday in 1983 with a filibuster would be an example of that. And basically, he acted as though the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Act had never been enacted, and made virtually no effort at all to appeal to black voters.
To what extent, then, does his departure and that of Senator Thurmond mark the end of an era?
It's a very important transition because it gives the Republican Party the opportunity to put a much more inclusive face on its politics. President George W. Bush is the new role model for the Republicans in the South and actually around the nation. As Senator Thurmond leaves, that removes the burden for the Republicans of his very conservative position on civil rights.
Elizabeth Dole will fill the seat vacated by Senator Helms. Does her election signal a turning point for North Carolina?
I think it does. For a long time in North Carolina, Senator Helms was active not only in his own career, but also in determining other Republican nominations. So as he leaves, he gives the Republicans the opportunity to go to the Elizabeth Doles, who put a much more inclusive face on the party there. And I think that's a big plus for the Republicans in North Carolina and elsewhere.
Does Senator Helms leave any sort of legislative legacy?
Senator Helms didn't really have much of a legislative legacy. It was mainly, he played the role of the maverick primarily, and that meant that he could occasionally block nominations, influence foreign policy at the margins, but he's certainly not known for any positive legislation.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Earl Black is a professor of political science at Rice University and co-author of the book, The Rise of Southern Republicans. The time is 21 minutes before the hour.